Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. Ever since I started doing the podcast with the health department, I've been learning a lot more. I really never understood what public health actually is. And it's... well, what can I say? Each time I get somebody on from there, I'm just amazed. And on this episode of Harford County Living, I have a gentleman on that originally was a professor, and now he is the health officer for the Harford County Health Department. Stay tuned. If you're listening to this podcast, that tells me that more than likely you listen to other podcasts. Well, I want to tell you about the Chesapeake Podcast Network. The Chesapeake Podcast Network features podcasts from the Chesapeake Bay area, of course. You can listen, of course, to great podcasts such as Island Life with Alex Denny. Of course, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett is on there. The Hot Seat Podcast. God, you got the Maryland Crabs, Thirsty Maryland. If you love wine, the Thirsty Maryland podcast is on there. You have to listen to that. Laugh Finder, you listen to that, you are going to be rolling. Again, that's ChesapeakePodcastNetwork.com. You got to check it out. There are several different podcasts on there, including Harford Business Beat. I forgot to mention that one, too. Vibe with Love is another one. And there's constantly more being added. So check it out. Once again, ChesapeakePodcastNetwork.com.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. I have the honor of having the Harford County Health Department on once again. And I want to introduce everybody to Dr. Bashai, because Dr. Bashai is new with the health department. He has, technically replaced Dr. Moy, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Dr. Moy retired last summer, and the search committee looked around and they found lots of very talented candidates. And I was very fortunate to get the job.
Oh, that's even better. See, look, they found the perfect candidate, right?
I think so. I'm glad they thought so, too.
Well, Dr. Bashai, first of all, welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself, what you were doing before the health department, and then what made you want to get into public health?
Well, I've been in public health my entire career. When I was in college, I discovered this profession and decided to do it. I went to medical school, and the same month I graduated medical school, I also graduated from the School of Public Health at UCLA, knowing that I would need a degree in public health to do this job. I also added on a training in health economics, and I went to Wharton Business School because economics is so fundamental to what makes people healthy, and health is so fundamental to the economy. So I spent the last 24 years being an economist at the School of Public Health, helping the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health find ways to pay for public health programs and to find ways to make public health practice sustainable and effective all around the world. I've done a lot of work on U.S. county health departments, showing how they spend their money, how they get their money. And when COVID hit us, I was ready, and we started research on whether money that's put in the hands of America's health departments was able to help them respond better to COVID-19. So that work is now under review in the journal. It was time to move past being a professor and really just finally get to work doing it to make it mm-hmm. better.
That's an interesting, being the, I'm going to get the word right, wrong, economist? Is that what you said?
Yeah, an economist.
That's I would never think about putting the two together, but that makes perfect sense.
Oh my goodness! It's so much of what we're doing now. Think of what economics is—the study of the movement of goods and services, right? And so all day long, we're moving vaccines. In fact, it is all about getting supplies of people and material and customers in, giving them customer service. This is so much economics. So I'm really putting it to use right now in the health department.
You say you were a professor at Hopkins?
That's right.
Oh, that is awesome. Love that place. I used to go there all the time to service the computers. I miss it.
Well, come on back. I'm sure they have plenty of computers for you.
I like sitting at home now. Mm. So with the Harford County Health Department, and a lot of people don't even know this, because you actually just started during COVID and Dr. Moy left during COVID. So how was that transition?
You know what? We have a fabulous acting health officer, Marcy Austin, kept the ship running and is here keeping the ship running every day as our deputy. And so it's made life so easy to have Marcy on board, keeping everything going. It's really been delightful.
Well, because of COVID, have you actually had the chance to actually meet everybody?
Well, it's on virtual. So, yeah, we've had Google meetings of staff, but I'm really dying to meet everybody in person and to finally do, ride-alongs. I'm hoping to schedule virtual ride-alongs with a lot of the staff out in the community doing our home visitation and our inspections of our businesses. I've had a little bit of that, but the more I get my hands on, the better off I am as a director as well as my staff.
Right. So what are your goals for 2021 with the health department, besides getting rid of COVID?
I thought it would be an easy question. It was getting rid of COVID. But the thing about COVID is it's a terrible tragedy for the whole world, but it's brought us together, and it's shown that there is that silver lining of how it has brought out the best in humanity. It's brought out the best in Harford County. I am seeing so many people rolling up their sleeves, helping their neighbors, helping us cope with this. So that is something we don't want to lose after COVID and during the end game of COVID. Keeping us together to see what else can we solve. And the health department wants to work with the community to move to make this the healthiest county in the world. And this type of spirit that we've seen here, this I'm going to help my neighbors, is exactly what we need to make ourselves not just healthy, but happy and well-being and prosperous. And life is more than just, being in perfect health. It's about all sorts of well-being, and the health department wants to be a partner in that.
Yeah, and the thing is, because the last time you really saw a lot of people in the community pull together and help each other was, 20 years ago, 9/11?
Yeah, I think we kept helping each other all along, but never in such a visible way. Neighbors are always, this is America. We help each other. And we're doing that every day. But now it's so much more visible. And the need is so immense for for our neighbors that are shut in, need someone to get their groceries, for our kids that need watching. We're just stepping up all over. Just the food banks, you know, Harford County's food bank system has had to work under a COVID situation.
Yeah.
And it's getting so much help and support from the grassroots members of the community. So just so many examples. And we just didn't start liking each other yesterday. We've liked each other for hundreds of years.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. And the good thing with the food pantries, you're even seeing some other ones pop up. We did one over Christmas time, collected a bunch of food for the local food pantry, and they were overrun. It was a new one. They were overrun. We had to take it to another food pantry. I think it ended up going to like three different food pantries because they just had no more room. And that's something you usually don't see with food pantries, to where they don't have enough room to put food anymore.
That's right. And I mean, some of it is toilet paper. I think a lot of people overbought the toilet paper last
week. I think so too. You look at some of these grocery stores, it's still crazy. They still only allow you one pack. Dr. Bashai, thank you so much and welcome to Harford County. It is definitely a joy to have you, and I can't wait to meet you in person so we could do a big roundtable podcast again.
Likewise, Rich. I'm looking forward to that.
I want to thank Dr. Bashai for coming on the podcast. I also want to tell you about the book that I believe he talked about it briefly, but Achieving Health for All, Primary Healthcare in Action. I'm going to have the link available down there so you can purchase it. It's on Amazon, but you get a chance. Check us out. It's pretty amazing. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So again, I'll have the link down there. It's called Achieving Health for All, Primary Healthcare in Action. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Harford County Health Department. Go to the website, harfordcountyhealth.com. They have everything on there, everything about COVID, the different services they have. It's right there. You can't miss it. harfordcountyhealth.com. Few things that I would like to remind you all about. Number one, please, 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 please leave a review of the podcast. All you have to do is go to lovethepodcast.com/HarCoLiving. Again, that's lovethepodcast.com/HarCoLiving. And while you're at it, if you can, please buy me a coffee. That's right. Buy me a coffee. Well, you're not really buying me a coffee. You're making a donation so I can keep this podcast going. Yeah, it's because of you and my sponsors that I'm able to keep this podcast going. There's a lot that goes into it, a lot more that you can even imagine. So just go to buymeacoffee.com/HarCoLiving. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/HarCoLiving. And it's that time again. That's right. I am giving away a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House. The winner is going to be chosen on Wednesday, March 17th, my father's favorite holiday, St. Patrick's Day. And all you have to do is leave a review of the podcast. And you know where to go to do that. lovethepodcast.com/HarCoLiving. So leave a review. I'm going to pick one person at random. That person will get a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House, where you can go and enjoy a kicking bourbon burger, which is out of this world. Wings have to be the best wings around. And all types of different beer on tap. So again, just leave a review and good luck. March 17th, we're going to have the winner.